As I try to envision the large body of priesthood present in this building and in the other different buildings throughout the church, it makes me appreciate more fully the song, "Behold a Royal Army." We're the only people in all the world that hold the priesthood of God, the power to speak and act in His name. The only people in all the world. What a tremendous force and influence for good as we discipline ourselves and fully honor and magnify our priesthood. What a privilege and what a responsibility. We as fathers and sons, holders of the priesthood, must always be humble, proud, and never ashamed of the priesthood we hold. We're different, a peculiar people, and must remain different in the cause of truth and righteousness. Never adopt a holier-than-thou attitude, but always live up to the standards of the church, and never waver. Some seem to fear that we lose prestige or bear ridicule. Surely we don't need to try to be like the world and try to please or cater to the sinful ways of the world. Be in the world, but not of it. My experience has shown me beyond any question of doubt that one never needs to be ashamed of the priesthood which he holds or to live according to its teachings and magnify that priesthood. I was talking to a very successful businessman just yesterday, very successful, who is a devout member of this church, who magnifies his priesthood. And I said, have you ever found it at any time in your life to be a detriment to you? He said, President Tanner, it's always been a plus. Some seem to think that with the looseness and trends in the world today affecting the thinking, some of our youth and even some of our bishops and presidents, some think that we are altogether too strict in the teaching of the morals when we see what is going on all around us. In fact, we are accused of being prigs, which to me is a formal and narrow-minded person who assumes superior virtue and wisdom. Judged by the ways of the world, probably we are prigs. Are we going to lose faith, deny modern revelation, modernize our way of life to be like the world? Or are we going to be a peculiar people and honor and magnify our priesthood and do our duty? We are different from the world. We have the revealed gospel and the priesthood. We must be exemplary wherever we are. Or are we like, as Isaiah said, nevertheless, among the chief rulers, also many believed on him, but because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogues. I'd like to say to the young men who are listening in tonight, I wish I could talk to every young man who holds the priesthood if it could be effective. We never need to be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and we should always be humbly proud of the priesthood which we hold. I was talking to a young man who's going to be baptized next month. The only man in his family, the only member of his family to be baptized. And I said, what caused you to be interested in the church? And he said, the young man I was associating with in school was a member of your church. And the way he lived interested me. He was different from the rest of the boys. But he was happy. And he invited me to his home, and when I saw the love in that home and how that family lived, I was more interested. And then he took me to church. And then I joined the ball team. And I found in that church a different feeling than I had found any other place. And then with that ball team, those fine young fellows all keeping the word of wisdom and living good, clean lives, it impressed me. And I determined that I would join the church. He said, I came with that friend out to Brigham Young University to attend one semester. I wanted to get acquainted with the people out here. He said, I found most of those young people down there living the way they should. But if I hadn't determined to be a member of this church before I met some of the others, I don't know what effect it would have had on me. I think, young men, wherever you are, you must keep this in mind. Your actions may be keeping people out of the church, and I'm sure you wouldn't be happy about that. I was talking to another young man, to the father of another young man, just the other day, who was leaving this city of ours to go to New York to accept a position as a lawyer. This president of this organization, which is one of the large organizations in the country, knew one of our men in the East who was a member of the church and who was a vice president of a large company. And the president of this company asked him, knowing who he was, if there's any young man that he could recommend. He says, we want somebody who will live as your young men live. Somebody we know will not carouse. Somebody we know will be on the job. Somebody we know we can depend on. Now, that's no reflection on others, but it is a recommendation to our young men who will live as they should. It'll be a plus in their lives all the time. And this man who was the vice president of this other company said, I know a young man in Salt Lake City. They invited him to come to New York and paid his way there, interviewed him, offered him the job, paid his way back, and offered to pay his wife's fare to come down there to find a place where to live. I can't overemphasize to you young men the importance of living the way you should, for your own good, for your own success, for your own happiness, and the influence you'll have on those boys with whom you associate. They expect you to do what you're professing to do and to be what you profess to be. And if you don't, you let them down where another boy who doesn't have the priesthood couldn't have that influence on their lives. I was impressed the other day when the president of the Junior Chamber of Commerce for this whole country, the American JCs, came with his wife and two other couples into my office. That was just about 2, maybe 3 weeks ago. And the young man who brought them in to see me, a courtesy call, visited with them. And after we'd talked about things in the world and about the responsibility of this young man who was president of the Junior Chamber, I said, maybe you'd like to know something about our church. And he said, yes, I would. And I turned to this other young man, and I said, will you tell them something about it? And he said, well, President Tanner, I thought you would. I said, no, you tell them about the church. And he looked this young man in the eye, and he said, I want to tell you a little bit about the Book of Mormon, in which we believe and know is the Word of God. And he told him what it was and how it was obtained by the prophet and how it was translated. And he told him this information. He said, and I want to tell you that I know it's true. I bear my testimony to you young people here today that that book is true, that it is the Word of God. And I'd like to refer you to the promise in that book, which you all know. And then he said, would you like to have a copy of the book? He said, I surely would. I'm interested. That young man was Richard Moyle, who had told him this. Young men, wherever we are, with whomever we are, let us remember that we are sons of God. We hold the priesthood of God, and we have a responsibility to live according to its teachings. And I'd like to bear my testimony to you this night that I know it's true. I know it's true. As well as, yes, as well as I know anything else in the world, that God lives, that Jesus is the Christ, his Son, and that they appeared to Joseph Smith and the gospel has been restored and the church reestablished here upon the earth. And I should like to say to you young men who feel that you might not have a testimony of the gospel, If any of you feel that you haven't a testimony, may I pray that you will accept the burning testimonies, convincing testimonies that you have heard this night and that you hear from our leaders. While through prayer you study and keep the commandments and gain a testimony, which is the greatest blessing one can enjoy. This is life eternal, to know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. May we honor our priesthood and enjoy the blessings that it affords, and do our part in helping to bring to pass the immortality and eternal life of man. I humbly pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.